Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe, do you like this music any better?
I do like that. Yeah, at least it's an actual song.
This is a song from the morning show that they use. It's a very good song.
Okay. At some point, we could get our own music.
We're going to try some things out here. Bear with me.
Not their music. Ours limits. If there's a band out there or two that has stuff to play, then play it for us. Send it to Limits. Look up his email. Call him. Text him. By the way, you can text him the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And off the top, presented by JP Roofing & Siding. Oh, and our six-pack, of course, brought to you by Bet365. Did you see where Shedeur Sanders was put into the Colorado Football, I guess, or Sports Hall of Fame?
And he's having his number retired at Colorado. Absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous.
What are they doing?
They went, what, 13-12 in their 2 years at Colorado, him and Travis Hunter?
He might be a good player in the NFL. Like I told you, I've been sort of warming up to the idea because he seems to have what a lot of quarterbacks don't, which is the cerebral side of the game in his favor. But that's way beside the point here. He turned that program from just, you know, a joke into an okay program, him and Travis Hunter. And I think Travis Hunter is going to be a great player in the NFL. But Hall of Fame? What? Is Cordell Stewart in their Hall of Fame?
I'll check.
I hope he is. Go look at the Colorado Football Hall of Fame. I mean, this is, I would be embarrassed about this. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, Hunter, I get it because he won the Heisman, but what
yeah,
accolade...
I'm talking about Sanders
right here.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
It makes no sense to me. Other than this has to be something that Dion pushed significantly to happen, it doesn't make sense. Why? Just because they made Colorado football relevant again, even though they only went 500 in their careers? Like... I'm
well,
sure that's
again,
a lot of
Hunter,
Dion having to do with it, too.
Hunter with the Heisman, of course, you get that, right?
Yeah. No, I understand it from Travis Hunter, that perspective. Do not understand it from the Shedeur Sanders side of it.
All right, let's go to the Steeler calls limits.
All right, let's start with AJ. He's in the Natrona Heights and wants to talk about TJ Watt.
What's up, AJ?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been thinking about the TJ Watt value on the market. I mean, with taking over Zealous team to give a king's ransom over, I think, I don't know, I know you guys have talked about Mark saying that it wouldn't yield any more than a two, but I feel like we could entice
about who's saying that?
One.
Oh, Mark Cabali. Yeah.
anyway, I don't want to go on, but I agree that it would be very un-Steeler-like, is my view, if they would pull off a big trade. But I think it's essential at this point. He has two amazing years left, I would say. I don't think anyone could deny that. But that's what you broker. You know, you can sell that to the Buffalo Bills, and you can get back something that'll benefit this team long after he's lost his value. That's my point of view.
I mean, he's 30 years old, and he might be the best player in the NFL. Best defensive player, I should say, in the NFL.
The time is now.
If the Steelers were ready to win, I would be lobbying for them to sign him. They're not. And by the time they are, I think it's going to be probably 2, 3, 4 years at best. And by that time, he's a totally depreciating asset. Get what you can now. Try to get in position to get a franchise quarterback. And the more first-round picks you have, you know, the better your ability to maybe do that. And I just think it's crazy to say, oh, no, you're not getting a first-round pick for TJ Watt. Yes, you are. And I would put the Buffalo Bills up there as Exhibit A. I would be stunned if you went in right now and talked to the people who run the Bills and injected them with truth serum and said, what would you give up for TJ Watt? And they said, well, we're going to have to pay him, so probably only a second-round pick. Are you kidding me? Thank you for the call. Next.
Let's go to Emmanuel in Carnegie.
And that was a very well thought out call, I might add, Limits. Why was I in Carnegie the other day? Oh, I was there for the youth baseball softball showcase at Herschel Field.
Which you thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah. I met Oliver Onion and Bacon Burt.
You raced against them.
Nice men, the both of them. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. And I completely agree with you. TJ Watt, anybody that is worth $40 million and they're still in the prime is going to get you a first-round pick. And I agree with you. I'll definitely trade them for pieces because we're not ready to win. That's just a fact. And for those that say we're still in it to win it, what has he done to change playoff games to give us a chance to win? I need a player that is impactful, a player that is actually going to make, like, wreck the game like how Myles Garrett did to us in Cleveland. He has not wrecked the playoff game. We're not losing 10 to nothing.
Well, Myles Garrett hasn't wrecked a playoff game either. But if Myles Garrett was on the trade market, you better believe he'd be getting at least one first-round pick, too. I can promise you that. Next.
Let's go to Lou in Neville Island.
Hello, Lou.
Hello, and thank you. The Bills have the lowest amount of cap space in the league. They only have $6 million. So I think it's going to be a little tough to trade him to there. But I agree, someone will give him a first. And they have to get rid of him. He's such a baby, TJ Watt. He's such a baby.
In what way?
He's going to sit out again if he doesn't become the highest paid player? Why doesn't Mahomes, after he wins every Super Bowl, why doesn't he say, I'm sitting out until I'm the highest paid player? Why didn't Tom Brady say, I'm sitting out?
I mean, there's lots of guys who – I don't – listen, part of this argument is T.J. Watt, and if he is unhappy, whose side are we on? T.J. Watt should absolutely be looking for all the money that he can get. I don't begrudge him that one bit. I truly don't. But I am curious what this post means. And then as far as Buffalo goes – yeah, limited cap space. If you bring in TJ Watt, you make cap space and you do it in about 2 minutes, no matter what you have to do. You know, is he still there? No, he's gone. What a nice man he was. But the Bills are an example of a team that would absolutely give up a first round pick. I think there's at least a half dozen teams that would. It's TJ Watt. What are we talking about here?
I don't know about a half dozen, just because of the age. I mean, especially
he's 30 years old, Limits.
I know that. And
Khalil Mack got 2 first-round picks at age 27 or 28.
Still a 3-4-year difference. Like, I think that there will be a team that would ultimately do it, yes. But I don't think it's as many as we would think.
It's more as I would think.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I think it's probably because the Lions, Buffalo, especially teams that would have a back end of the first round pick, that would be more willing to deal it.
How about the Rams?
I can see the Rams doing it, especially with their history of the amount of trades that they've made.
Well, now you're up to four if you include Buffalo with those teams, so we're not that far off from
what's
each other.
What's the fourth team? Buffalo, Detroit, the Rams. Who was the other?
Commanders, Packers. You said Lions. You said who else?
I mean, those are the three I named, yeah.
Yeah. I just think there's bunches of teams that, for a guy who could have just won Defensive Player of the Year, by the way.
Right.
He could be the two-time defending Defensive Player of the Year right now.
And three-time overall, just like JJ.
Maybe he's DJ Watt.
That's why you would think that it would command that type of capital back. But I wonder, because DK Metcalf only received a second, and I'm not saying that DK Metcalf at his position.
Let me go here.
I'm not saying that DK Metcalf is the same level of player that TJ Watt is, but I do wonder, for the age that DK Metcalf is, only getting a second round pick back, what the market would be for a pass rusher like TJ Watt at 31. I do wonder.
TJ Watt might be the best player in football outside of quarterbacks. Might be.
And I'm not denying that. But when I see Steve Palazzolo say with the PM guys that he would only get a third round pick
back, that's ridiculous.
I think it's ludicrous.
That's ridiculous.
But
okay?
I mean, Palazzolo, you know, talks to a lot of people and knows what he's doing.
So do you believe him? A third round pick?
I don't think it would be a third. But it makes me think that a first would be a lot less realistic.
Not me. Not me. I'm with Chris Sims, who said a first and a third, maybe even a first, a second, and a third. I think this is just crazy talk. Of course, we're never going to know, so people will get to stand with their opinions, because he's probably going to wind up signing here. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, he will. They're not going to trade him.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who's next, Limits?
Here's Steve. He's in Green Tree.
Hi, Steve.
Morning, Joe.
What's up?
Well, first off, let me start off by saying I find this difficult to believe that Omar Khan is okay with this whole thing with Aaron Rodgers drawing this out and playing this game. And the whole Steeler organization. And
I mean, forget about Omar Khan. Let's start with Art the Second, but go ahead.
Well, I believe that this is Art Rooney Jr. and Mike Tomlin. And I think that they feel that the most wins that they could get are with Aaron Rodgers, because I believe that Tomlin is 11 wins away from passing Chuck Knoll, and they want to get him that record, number one. So they're not going to trade TJ Watt. They're not going to trade Minka or Pickens. They're just going to go with what they have been doing for a while. And you would definitely get a first-round pick for him, maybe even more. And I think a team you're missing is the Texans, because they are another high-end pass rusher away from that defense being great. And you pair him with, I can't think of the kid's name there, and
Will Anderson.
And I think that that's the problem here. This is all about one person, Mike Tomlin. He's pulling the strings for everything, and this is why we are in the situation we are in.
Well, I'm not sure if that all adds up specifically to TJ, or that the reason that you would want to keep your team together is for him to break Chuck Knoll's record. But the idea that the Steelers haven't come close to winning a playoff game in nearly a decade is mostly on Mike Tomlin is just, that's not even an opinion. That's a fact. He puts together the team, basically, and he coaches it. I mean, and he runs it to a large extent. And he's the one who has been whiffing on quarterbacks left and right. And it's his team.
And when you put it into that perspective and the idea of trading TJ Watt, I don't think ever even crosses Mike Tomlin's mind.
No, Mike Tomlin is in it to win it every single year.
And
that's how they operate. I would argue to their detriment. And if I was Art, again, I would be ordering a TJ Watt trade and Minka and possibly Pickens and going with Mason Rudolph and living either in a world of lower end mediocrity or having it really take a step back for a year. And then regrouping with tons of assets, the draft right here, maybe your own pick is a prime pick, and then moving forward from there. It's not like they have no talent around here. They've got some pretty good young talent. They've had a couple good drafts in a row. We'll see. I think a big situation here is monitoring Broderick Jones and Joey Porter Jr. Those are supposed to be high-impact NFL players. They both took a step back last year and were rather low-impact NFL players. That ain't going to fly. But there's some young talent here that you add to and add to with first-round picks. And hopefully, a quarterback. I mean, you can do whatever you want. If you don't have that piece, unless you put out a historically great defense, if you don't have that piece, it's just not going to happen.
Watching Hard Knocks, it felt like Watt and Hayward are different than just so many of the other players in the organization, where it's more of a family feel for Tomlin. You know, and maybe that's because of just how long they've been together and how successful they've been, at least in the regular season together. I think it would feel more like a divorce for Tomlin if he decided to move off of either guy. Like Hayward, that's why they ultimately got the contract done, I feel like, just because of the longevity that they've had and still Cam, highly impactful player. That's another reason why I think this Watt contract will ultimately happen, and either they'll cave or they'll come to some common ground.
Yeah, and now's the time to make that decision. I've compared it to Evgeny Malkin, you know, back in 18-19 in that area. And I didn't want the Penguins to trade him then because I thought they could still win. But if you're ever going to get maximum value from TJ Watt, it's now or never. Just to even have that chance to get high value. Because right now you're in that contract stalemate. He needs a new deal. His next deal will probably be his last big one. I think for sure it'll be his last big one. So now's the time to make that decision. And then as far, like I think it's way overrated even with fans, this whole idea of, oh, he needs to be a one-helmet guy. I don't know. I think the world has changed a little bit over the years. And plus, Art can say that, but as I've said many times on this show, if they think that TJ Watt, while he's still under contract, won't perform up to that contract, maybe is done, they'll get rid of him and give him the chance to go to another team. So the whole one, in other words, they'll be more than willing to have TJ Watt be a two-helmet guy if they don't think that his contract is worth it 4 or 5 years from now or whatever. It's easy to talk about, you know, play on fan sentiment like that. Oh, he's definitely a one-helmet guy. Right, like Troy and Hines, were they one-helmet guys? Because you push them out the door to where they easily could have gone to another team. In other words, you were more than willing to allow them to be at least two-helmet guys, and they chose not to. You didn't choose it. They chose to retire as Steelers. They both felt they were pushed out a little early. So that whole thing, the whole sentiment thing, is a little bit misleading for me. All right, coming up, Beezer. Colin Beasley on the Pirates, and an interesting game last night. And I have a question for you, Limits, as well. and Colin Beasley. How about the idea of Paul Skeens as a hitter? Could he possibly do worse than what we see here going into last night's game? And they busted out in last night's game. The Pirates had a 184 batting average through 16 games. According to Codify Sports, the last team in the majors to have a batting average that low through their first 16 games was the Brooklyn Superbas of 1907. That's when Ron broke in as a beat writer in the majors. 1907. What is a Superba?
I don't know, but it was a superb season, they said.
Can you look that up, Limits? What a Superba is? So you're telling me that Skeens would not be better than a lot of guys in this? We'll talk about it. Would he be better than Rowdy Tellez, who had one home run through 2 months last year? If you gave Skeens time to ramp up, he was a great college hitter. His coach at LSU, Jay Johnson's, put 61 players in the major leagues. And he said that Skeens, if he had hit last year or 2 years ago in college, would have hit 20 to 25 home runs. Both his college coaches think he would have been a first-round pick as a catcher. Think he's going to do worse than Edward Olivares or Jack Sawinski? Really? Or what Connor Joe did in his last 2.5 months here? You don't think he's a better hitter than Jared Triolo? Here's the other thing Jay Johnson said about Skeens as a hitter. Let me get the quote here, Limits, just to make sure I'm accurate.
Yes, and while you do that, I'll tell you that the Brooklyn Superbas became the Brooklyn Dodgers and then became the LA Dodgers.
Yeah, how but you that? Haven't told me what a Superba was.
Yeah, it says it was renamed Superbas as a part of a deal merging the Baltimore Orioles with the Brooklyn team in 1899.
Yeah, you've now given me two bits of information without telling me what a Superba was.
And it still is not telling me what it is, so maybe they don't know.
Jay Johnson, coach at LSU, he said, yeah, the Pirates, this was last year going in right after the draft. Doing the right thing with pitching only him and Jared Jones would be great. However, he added, I will say this, said Jay Johnson. If you were in the old National League rules, you definitely have the best hitting pitcher in all of baseball, and Skeens would not be batting ninth in any order if he was hitting. I'll tell you that. Jay Johnson, 61 players drafted. You gave, and this is me, not him, you gave Skeens a couple months to ramp up. Why couldn't he be, the next Shohei Ohtani? I'm not saying he would be Shohei Ohtani at the plate, don't get me wrong, but in terms of hitting and pitching, he'd be better than half this lineup. Look at the last 5 years, the people they've wheeled in and out of here. You don't think he could hit like Brian De La Cruz? That guy had a slugging percentage that was like 290. You don't think Cruz in 170 at-bats would have a slugging percentage better than that? And he might even be able to hit pretty well.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.